it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I reckon our next guest would. I'm backing Michelle Bishop. She would love to do a shoey. Am I right, Michelle?
Absolutely not. I wouldn't even use my own shoe. It's disgusting.
Disgusting. Yeah. Absolutely disgusting.
I was one of those parents once when I saw my son do it going, please, no, not my child. Guys, it's so bogan. Like, I can't believe that those are the images that are being splashed around the world about good old Australia.
Is Liv Golf bogan? Is Liv Golf bogan in your eye? Is Liv Golf bogan, Michelle?
No, I love Liv Golf. I love the whole concept. I think it's fantastic. I'm a little bit rebellious, and I just love the fact that they're sticking it to the PGA. So not a purist when it comes to that. But, you know, the fact that you've got over 100 bands pouring into Adelaide. And look, it's a lot of fun. You know, the whole watering hole is fantastic. Not sure about the water bottles that are being pegged at people. I do love the fact that they're now, the management have decided to hand the water bottles out with lids off, so there's less impact if it does peg, you know, actually hit someone. But I love it. I think it's great. But I just think we need to. The shoe is, you know, it's got to die a slow death. See you later. Thanks for coming.
Well, it's not going to. I mean, we're just going to have to be in the minority, it would seem. Michelle, we will get to some other sport in a moment, but need to ask you about Reece Walsh. Now, as a mother, but you've got sons, you've got boys. Here's one from Panther Cole. Text, he says, morning, guys. I'm a 52-year-old Panther supporter, but we'll watch reruns of Reece Walsh's highlights. He is on another level. There you go. I'm saying he's the biggest thing the game's ever had, Reece Walsh. The 21 and the young girls at Campbelltown the other night. Does he hit the mark with your boys?
We are on the same page. Oh, look, I think they're a little bit jealous. I remember when he first emerged, it's like, oh, that kid, those eyes, like it was a bit, they were a bit dirty, like because he's a good-looking young lad. My little niece, I will have to say, Savannah, she started his little fan page. She was about 12, I think, when she did that. Pretty obsessed, all the girls anyway in the household, including me. I'm not too old to say that he's a good-looking young chap and gee, he can play footy. Bonus.
Well, there you go. Plenty of support across the landscape. I'll tell you what, Michelle, there's some news coming out of South Sydney. And 537 on the text line, morning, boys and Michelle. Just on Latrell Mitchell not putting himself in contention for State of Origin, as started to be reported over the weekend. He says, come on, let's be honest. He's never going to get picked anyway. So the question to you are multiple. A, where is he in terms of being selected, do you think? And will he actually come out and formally say, no, I'm not playing Origin this year? I suppose the third question is, what does that mean for Latrell going forward at the rep level?
Look, guys, critics are going to say that he's jumped before, I guess, it's all been executed. That really, was there any hope of Latrell Mitchell being selected, you know, given his form, given what's been sort of, you know, I mean, his behaviour, he's not been that great. He's had the latest suspension over the Sean Johnson thing. But at the end of the day, I have to ask you guys, I tried to look this up last night because I honestly didn't think you were actually able to just say, look, I'm going to not put myself into contention unless you were injured. You either retired from rep football or you didn't, or you maybe can come out of retirement like they're talking about Jack Whiten. But just to decide on and off on the spur of the moment whether you're going to be available or not. At the end of the day, there is some serious conversations I'm hearing at South Sydney where there's pressure on him to perform at club level first. As I say, they've let him down. They've got, you know, Penrith this week, so that's the last week he'll be sitting on the, excuse me, on the sideline after that Sean Johnson incident. But he does. He does owe the club. He does have to try and lift them off the bottom of the table. But is that an actual thing, guys? Because I couldn't find it anywhere. Can you just decide?
Did Kalyn Ponga not, though, last year? Did Kalyn Ponga stand
out
from...
That was over concussion, Vossie.
Origin last... True. Yeah, not just for a rest. Can I be honest, though? If Tom Trbojevic is seen as a centre, and New South Wales have always picked him as a centre, then Steve Crichton's the other centre. Latrell Mitchell doesn't get a look in there, and he ain't getting picked at fullback. So, no, I don't have Latrell Mitchell, if I'm fair to him today, writing down a side on paper. I don't have him. And Brian Toto's got absolutely one wing locked up. And I'm probably going Dylan Edwards at the moment, fullback. I have Edwards in front of Tedesco. I'm expecting Tedesco to get picked probably. But I have a back line of Edwards, Toto, Crichton, Trbojevic, probably Addo Carr, the other wing.
Bradman that Best, be the incumbent, having line. Scored a couple of tries on debut. No room for Bradman Best in there.
Crichton's a better player.
The battle
Crichton's
for the back five at New South Wales, it's so good. We're so rich in options in that area. You can understand why Latrell is not featuring in the New South Wales team of many.
This is right. And guys, just still with South Sydney, obviously there's been a lot of talk about an absolute standout in the Super League, Lewis Dodd. He's a halfback from St Helens. We'll probably remember him from, he kicked that field goal in Golden Point extra time in 2023, where St Helens beat Penrith. Talks of him coming to Australia, signing a four-year deal from next year. And that obviously leaves poor old Lachie Ilias out in the cold. Did a bit of homework last night. And look, it's a tough spot for Lachie to come from as well in reserve grade, obviously, or in New South Wales Cup and busted. So he's still got another year to run on his contract. But I did inquire with a few clubs, and there was some suggestion over the weekend that the Bulldogs were keen on him. At the moment, that's not the case. They aren't looking at Lachlan Ilias.
My mail is South Sydney will have more... Get the crow ready. South Sydney will have more than one Englishman on their books next year. And, of course, Tom Burgess is leaving. So they are going to snare more than one Super League player.
Do you want to nominate some individuals or some clubs that relate
to
that
mail? Mark Ellison, the football manager, is... I think you'll find he's there now or in transit to get the paperwork done. But I think his plan is to come back with more than one signature.
Yeah, we've seen some... trip for one signature. So, that makes sense.
We've seen some really good English forwards come out and make a mark. Who are some of the England backs to come to the NRL and be successful? Vossie?
Well, not... They haven't. Yeah. They haven't. You know, like Zach Hardacre came out here as when he's at the peak of his powers and, you know, Man of Steel and all of that sort of thing, and came out and joined Penrith. He just looked a yard off the pace.
I remember Sam Tompkins at the Warriors.
To be fair to him, he hadn't had an off season to work with them. Sam Tompkins is another one. I thought he was good, Sam Tompkins, but not at the level or the regard that he was held in England. So hard for the backs. But there can be exceptions, and, you know, go back through... people like Andy Currier and Ellery Hanley and others, in positions they played. But I'm just telling you, South Sydney will have more than one Englishman. Now, the Blake Ferguson story, do we need to explore that anymore? Or do we just let it go because he is playing bush footy, Michelle? Should we just not care about Blake Ferguson now?
Look, guys, I suppose, you know, we've still got to, care about what happens in those, in bush footy. We want it to thrive. And, you know, it's obvious that... For mine, guys, when an entire team is off you, there's something drastically wrong. So obviously he's been let go by, I'll put it out there, been sacked by the Curry Curry Bulldogs. And I think that's the issue here. So there's some people across the weekend critical about why he's been able to just hop from the Curry Curry Bulldogs to go and register to play for Wellington. Now, the New South Wales Rugby League's hands would be actually tied on this one because there's been no official paperwork, no official complaint made about Blake. Because as far as the Bulldogs are concerned, they've publicly said that, you know, it's a mutual agreement. They've both decided to go their separate ways. So it's a tricky one. But what an absolute waste of a talent. I've always had so much time for Blake Ferguson, but I just don't know why he can't get it right. And especially at his age now, it's ridiculous.
And Michelle, very quickly, whenever you get more than 17,000 people in a stadium, there's guaranteed to be one palooka. Was there one palooka at Campbelltown on Saturday that we need to shine a light on?
Yeah, this is pretty embarrassing, isn't it? One total drop kick. So the management out there at Campbelltown will be investigating this. Overshadowed, obviously, a brilliant day of rugby league. So this happened at the Northern Hill area. A security guard was headbutted. It was all caught on camera. There was up to 20 people involved in this little melee, so it was quite nasty. But the thing is, you know what it's like going to the footy and seeing families, you know, little kids, mums and dads sitting down having to watch that rubbish. What a total fool. I hope they zone in on him with that camera and he's not allowed back in the ground again. It was apparently over something so stupid, just a little bit of a few words exchanged with another fan. Get a life, but don't come to the footy. You're not welcome.
Now, last one for you, Michelle, because you do keep a close eye on the Canberra Raiders. Now, on the text, this particular listener did bring to our attention last week, to their credit, last week I raised concern around how tight Denny Levi's shorts are. Well, last night those tight shorts brought him undone while on his way to a certain try. And to turn the momentum, the tight shorts shortened his stride and caused him to drop the ball. Ricky needs to have a word with him. Michelle, have you observed the tight shorts of Denny Levi?
I'd be lying to say, I'm a pretty honest, genuine person, I'd be lying to say that I hadn't missed it. I've seen it. They are tight. But don't know that it had much to do with him dropping the ball cold. But the poor old Raiders, a milestone game, they just can't get it right. Milestones just don't fly for the poor old Raiders. 500 NRL games for Ricky Stewart. Wow, they've got some serious... well, they're not problems. It's a young side. Jamal Fogarty, a massive loss last night. They've got Elliot Whitehead due back next week, I think, in time to take on Manly. But Corey Horsburgh, Jordan Rapinoe, some experience on the sideline there. Stick's going to lose even more here if there's hair to lose. And obviously Hudson Young is on report for pulling hair, which was just crazy in itself again. But yeah, the Raiders, they drop out of the top eight now, unfortunately. So I wouldn't like to be at Raiders HQ this morning. It won't be a pleasant experience.
But who's eighth, Michelle? Who's eighth? Who's eighth on the ladder? Who let the dogs out? Who?
Sing along with Andrew.
Well, who? Hey? Picked them at
Bulldogs
the
are in the eight. Bulldogs are in the eight. And they're going to win Saturday, so they're still going to be in the eight. They're going to beat the Tigers this Saturday, I reckon, the 3 o'clock game. Michelle, great report this morning. Well done.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you during the week.